This week, a small parish in Southern California was suddenly swept into the middle of the sex abuse scandal. St. Anne's serves 10,000 Catholics in San Bernardino, about 60 miles east of Los Angeles. In the early 1990s, Father Paul Shanley moved there from Boston, bearing glowing character references from a Boston bishop. But those reviews did not reveal allegations of sexual abuse by Shanley, stretching back decades, allegations well known to the Boston church. From San Bernardino, Pamela Kramer reports.
Before services were even finished last Sunday, the first news van had arrived outside the cream-colored church on Del Rosa Avenue. Between masses, a reporter had sneaked into the office of Pastor Jerry Leonard. The cascade of publicity has shaken the congregation and its leaders. Father Leonard.
I had a lady who came up to me yesterday, who just came up and embraced me and was in tears. She said, "Look at how they're looking at our church. They see our church all over the country, and we're so ashamed, because it's almost as if we've been, in a sense, tainted by something."
Father Paul Shanley came here while on leave from Boston to serve part-time in 1990, saying masses and performing other duties as needed. Father Howard Lincoln, the diocese spokesman, says Shanley had met requirements for incoming priests. These included an affidavit he signed, swearing that there never had been so much as an accusation against him, and a letter of reference from Boston.
We received a letter from Bishop Banks in January of 1990, telling us that Father Shanley was a priest in good standing, which is church talk for saying that this is a priest of good moral character and reputation would be effective in your diocese, and that he had no problems that would be of concern to our diocese.
Shanley's privileges in San Bernardino were revoked in 1993 when the Boston Archdiocese sent a letter saying officials had recently received allegations of his sexual misconduct with a minor years earlier. But documents released this week in connection with a lawsuit against Shanley indicate the Archdiocese had been aware for years of decades of abuse complaints against him. Yet it continued to allow him to work here and on the East Coast, with no restrictions from children. An investigation by the San Bernardino Police Department and the diocese in the past 2 months has yielded no evidence of misconduct by Shanley with minors while he was here. But parishioners still are upset.
I think things have just kind of built up, especially for us in Southern California, to be so affected by what happened in Boston.
Jennifer Aragon sings and plays the flute and guitar in St. Anne's Choir. She also is the captain in charge of investigations for the San Bernardino Police Department. As a lifetime Catholic, she sees what she knows of the Shanley case as a horrible betrayal by individuals in her church. And as a 20-year law enforcement veteran, she believes the Catholic Church can learn from police methods.
When you're screening somebody and you bring them in and you say, "So, Joe, you want to be a priest? Are you a pedophile?" They're, of course, going to say no. But certainly when we hire police officers, we give them lie detector tests.
At his own parish in Palm Desert, Father Lincoln says the diocese is disappointed that it did not receive the full truth from Boston. And speaking for himself, Lincoln places the sex abuse controversy in the context of the church's history of reconciliation.
Perhaps the church as an institution itself is going to confession and asking for forgiveness and saying, "Forgive us, we have made grave mistakes, but we are fixing it."
In services this weekend, St. Anne's Pastor Leonard plans to include a message that no problems here will be swept under the rug. He will urge from the pulpit that anyone with concerns about abuse should talk to church authorities and, if necessary, the police. For NPR News, I'm Pamela Kramer in San Bernardino.